right, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show. We've got Jeff Harvey on the show, and Jeff is a technologist in healing arts and practitioner working with energy technologies in the healing field. Jeff specializes in chronic disease reversal and accelerated deep tissue wound healing. He's a board-certified quorum nutrition consultant. He spent 6 years in the United States Navy, Navy Electronics Unit assigned to the USS John Kennedy. I love Kennedy, and I wish he was here today. But he was CV-67 Intelligence Center. Okay, Jeff worked for years in industrial infrared moisture detection and sampling to six decimal places. He's actively worked 12-plus years in health research. He's highly trained in low-frequency and sound therapy. He works closely with various naturopathic physicians and medical doctors to provide integrative support. His current research is he's extensively researches brainwave and energy channel development, stimulation, entrainment, information field imprinting, and modulation to enable the body to repair itself, and organ and glandular stimulation via superfood concentrates, photonic and frequency-based modalities. Cellular-level detoxification using integrative protocols encompassing the scholarship of several cutting-edge medical sources, homeopathics, food-grade hydrogen peroxide, oxygen forms, and salt forms. Cellular-level regeneration via nutrient-dense organic whole foods, solid and liquid, multi-stage ferments, phytonutrient concentrates, oxygen forms, and photonic energy applications. Radionics research with focus on communications methodologies utilizing trend and target structural links juxtaposed with higher order energies and various pulsed energy forms to stimulate partially dormant areas of the brain. God, I can go on and on and on. The work, he works with vibratory entrainment and detoxification technologies, consciousness projection techniques in both animate and inanimate partners, remote influencing, including large field manipulation with focus on control forms and patterns gateways, quantum field manipulation via saturation, propagation, passive field leakage utilization, and dynamic parasitic induction techniques. I can go on and on. I mean, I can read some of the things Jeff has sent to me, but I'd rather just bring him on the show. So, Jeff, are you with us?
Right here. Good to talk with you.
You know, I was reading this history. It's kind of like you've used your own body as a battleground. I was warned about that, too, by a psychic once. He said, you have to stop using your body, you know, as a test field, you know, for things, because, you know, I didn't have the challenges you did, but I did, you know, have I think I broke my neck once. I blew my back out to where they said I'd never walk again. You know, I've had all kinds of tests, bit by the brown recluse, as you did too. And we have a lot in in common, you know, as far as us.
It sounds like you've gotten beaten up a little bit as well.
Yeah. Ed, you know, I'm surprised I'm still here, basically, but obviously somebody's looking after me. But I was looking through your history. You know, I'd rather let you just talk about it and talk about some of the things that you've been challenged with and how you overcame them.
Sure, my pleasure. When I was a boy, I started doing a lot of this stuff back when I was around 5. I started having some interesting things happen to me where I'd be playing in a dream, and what would happen is I'd be in a ball field, and, you know, we're playing softball, and somebody'd appear on the outside of the edge of the field, and I'd say, yeah, come on, let's go play. And we'd play a game, and then the next day after we woke up, we would talk, and we would discuss how the game went that was in the dream. So many of those things like that happened, and then later on my dad taught me some pretty neat ways of using mind over matter to control your body. Mm-hmm. And that evidently opened up all kinds of pathways I didn't expect. And by the time I was a teenager, I could literally give someone a headache mentally and take it away. So there was a lot of things that could be done, and I was trying to find ways of using this stuff to enhance the abilities of a human being. And then later on, I was in the Navy. I went in as an operative. I knew I was going to be an operative in high school, so I made sure there was no picture on my high school yearbook photo. And so when I went in, I was inducted into a group that watches the intelligence community. So it was the intelligence group behind the intelligence group, because they knew, well, they knew what was going on. They knew the, you know, the New World Order crowd and all those people all the way back to the Vatican were playing with politics and trying to control our country, and we're doing a fine job of it. And, you know, it's not good, so we were watching them. So that was my job, and I was in intelligence, and I worked in mission planning on the Kennedy and the Intelligence Center on the O3 level. And, of course, my equipment, my mics and cameras were all over the place, including the captain's bedroom and combat information center and those places. But what happened during the Navy was, is I had, one day we were going out of Djibouti and over to Botswana, over in Africa, and we're going to make a port of call. So they lined us up for all these vaccines. And in those days, I didn't know any better, so I lined it up. And you go through this line, and there's a corpsman on both sides shooting vaccines into your arm, multiple ones. So by the time I got to the other end, I must have had a dozen or so in me. And I got so sick that I literally couldn't even come back to finish my rounds and do the rest. And that created a lot of damage. And then later, in the tour of duty, the phalanx system malfunctioned, and that shoots depleted uranium rounds, and it actually shot up the whole O3 level. And, of course, we got dosed with depleted uranium, and that really messed up the body and the mind. Uh-huh. And years later, I got out of the Navy, and I worked in infrared detection, moisture detection, and basis weight sampling in the paper industry, using computers and gamma detectors and generators. And one of the shutters opened on the gamma unit, and I got dosed with gamma. And unfortunately, unlike on television, you don't turn into the Hulk. It goes the other direction.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of those things happen, and it basically accumulated until about 2000. It started getting pretty bad, and I realized there was something wrong, so I started juicing and using enzymes. But it was way too late, and by 2003, I was nearly dead. I had a couple of weeks left to live, and a naturopath by the name of Doc Tunsky, I got hold of him, and he saved my life with green vegetable juices, the Heal Detox Kit, and some other items. And so I got back. It took a year and a half to learn to walk again, and it took 30 days to get my voice back, but at least I was whole. So I realized I had a lot more to do to rebuild. So I basically just became a practitioner, and I learned the art of detox. And then I began teaching it, and then I began researching, trying to do a better job at it. And after that, I became board certified, and now that's what I practice. But I do an awful lot of work. In fact, half of my day is spent on the metaphysical pursuits, because it turns out that your nervous system is basically the antenna with which you use to gain data. And it works in conjunction with the mind. There's a guy named Ed Dames who trained me in remote viewing, and he learned how all that worked then. And so what I do is I help people learn how to detoxify their body and tune up their nervous systems using absolutely free techniques that you can learn easily. And it takes only a couple of minutes, and I can run you through a few of those on the show today if you like.
Yeah, I would love to hear about those.
Yeah, it'd be great for you to use in your get-togethers out back where you start watching for the UFOs and the origin things.
Uh-huh.
One of them I just developed 48 hours ago. I was working with Carl Wells, who does the radionic things that I use. I picked his unit because they actually have Qi generators built into them. It turns out Qi, prana, and orgone are all the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's generated by all living entities, and it's able to be manipulated by human beings. You can literally take your left arm, point it outwards, point your index finger out, and then take a huge deep breath in, and you will feel the orgone coming in through the fingertip, and you can direct it to your solar plexus or anywhere you wish. Then on the exhale, you can exhale it out the right hand fingertip and point it at a glass of water, a dog, your pet, anything you want, a person, and you can send and charge them with orgone. Or you can actually run that up your spine on the exhale and bring it into various sections of the brain, like the hypothalamus, the thalamus, the pituitary, the pineal. If you've got hypothyroidism, you know, you can do it on your thyroid. I just completed a YouTube video for that to go up today, so I'll be editing that today and put it up over the next couple of days.
Yeah, you definitely have to send us a link so we can put it up on the site.
Absolutely. So you can actually stimulate any part of the brain you want to be able to do contact work and get great increases in intuition. So what I did was I taught people that, just like we do with sun gazing to charge your body up, you can do it with moon gazing to charge your intuition. And that helps quite a bit when you're doing the contact work. So what you can do is as you're watching the full moon, and that's either side of the full moon night, you know, the night before, the night after, or the full moon, and you do those breathing exercises, pulling in the orgone and generating it all the way up the spine to the brain while you stare at the moon live and in person in your backyard, what do you see what you get for a difference in your intuition in the dream state? It's pretty amazing.
Now, what if you were to, like, point at the sun and breathe in and then breathe out and aim it right at your third eye?
That's a beautiful idea. I like that.
Yeah, I'll have to try that one.
I like that idea. See, that's the thing. You have to play with these things and see what works best, because the sun has unbelievable amounts of energy. But when you do sun gazing, do it the first half hour or an hour of the day and the last half hour or an hour of the day. That way the UV index is low enough it doesn't damage the retina.
I notice a lot of the Native Americans, I have a lot of friends that are Native Americans, and they said that you know, they were doing sun gazing, but a lot of them will do it during the whole day, and they're having serious problems with it, and they finally realized that you can't do that, you know, anymore. The sun's not the same as it was back in the day.
No, you can do sun gazing for a couple of months and get to the point where you could actually do it in the day, but you will damage the retina because, for some reason, we've got some strange frequencies coming in during the midday. But just in the morning and the evening, just before it hits the crest of the horizon, those are fabulous parts of the day, and it charges your body up. I actually used a spectrum analyzer that was chromatic, and I recorded a person prior to doing the sun gazing, then after 1 to 2 minutes of sun gazing, and we showed that all the frequencies in their octaves in their body came up. It literally builds a phenomenal immune system. It's good stuff, and it's free.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I actually put a chapter in that in one of my books, you know, that it is a good idea and do it on a regular basis. And now I just have to practice what I preach.
I have the same thing. I skip a couple of days and I forget. And in the north, you know how gray it is in the winter. So when you get a sunny day, it's like you got to get out there.
Yeah, exactly. When the sun's out, I'm out, basically. But I'm outdoors most of the time anyway.
Well, that's probably why you got a pretty good vitamin D level. Because when the sun hits the skin, it goes down into those deep sterols that are in the skin. It's how your D forms.
Now that's, you know, speaking of the skin, and definitely it's the biggest organ on your body, and that seems to be a major point where you for detoxing.
Yeah, you know, good steam bath is good for that. Just remember, when you get all heated up in your steam bath and you get all those toxins flowing out of the skin, and you can lose up to 30% of your toxin load that way, by the way. What you have to remember is, as soon as you get out of the sauna, you want to go into the shower and put the water on warm, allow your body temperature to cool down to the point where you no longer are sweating. Because if you're still sweating, you're still excreting toxins. And if you allow that stuff to dry on the skin, it'll get reabsorbed in the very top layer of dermis. So you want to stick in the shower until your sweating is over.
Now, what about the infrared saunas?
I like them. I don't have any problem with them at all.
Yeah, they're just as effective. Or are they? Do you think they're more effective? I'm kind of prone to the steam.
Well, let's talk about infrared just for a second. I prefer steam too, but let's talk about infrared. You brought it up. As you know, I was bitten by the spider and lost a lot of flesh on my leg. Well, I used an LED light that I carry in my store section, and they're, you know, not expensive, but I put it on my leg and I used a little amino acid powder. that I got up on the web, and flushed out the wound real good, and used a hydrogen bonding water to clean it, and then I would put the powder on, and then I would use the LED in the infrared range, and it literally healed that wound in 4 months flat.
Mm-hmm.
To the wound center at the VA, they said it probably wouldn't have healed even in a year because I was diabetic. So infrared is very good for the body in many respects. There are times when you don't want to use it, but for the most part, it's very good because it stimulates phagocyte activity, which are the cells that go and clean up dead bacteria and dead cells, and it stimulates RNA-DNA synthesis so that you get new cell growth faster. And it was originally pioneered by the NASA pilots because up in space, if you get a bruise on your wrist, just bumping into the table, that's life-threatening. And they don't heal well because there's very little circulation up there. So they started using these LEDs, and they found out it heals up to 400% faster.
Now, the LED, it's kind of interesting. I'm not trying to think how to formulate it. What is the difference between the light emitted from an LED versus just a regular infrared bulb?
All right, there's many, many different kinds of LEDs out there and a lot of infrared bulbs. But the secret behind good healing with an LED system, and the ones I carry, I know they work because I've tested them on spectrum analyzers and all kinds of things. So you can take any LED or any light and you can put voltage to it and you will get infrared light. And it is beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want really good work done, you would strobe those lights with frequencies that are known to heal human cells and stimulate the mitochondria and the ATP engines. And those are proprietary frequencies, obviously, but that's the reason why the ones I use work so well. So, yeah, you could get benefit from just an LED or from a light, but you need an LED that's strobed properly to get the best.
That's what I've seen the strobe ones before, and they felt really good. For my own personal thing, I had an experience. I'd love to get your take on it. I think it is directly caused by the Fukushima event. And living on a ranch, you still have to go out here. I mean, we've got yaks and livestock and things like that we have to deal with. So I couldn't just stay indoors. And I remember this rain. The rain came down and hit me in the side of the face and my neck, and it burned. It was hot. It was like strange, and my face was burning on the side of my left side. And I go, wow, that was interesting. So, I came in and took a bath and got rid of it or whatever. And then it started developing, almost looked like cancer. It started puffing all up and everything else. And so I put this stuff called Cancema on it that stimulates your own immune system to take it out, and boy, it swelled up. I mean, I look like I stepped out of the grave or something. It looked pretty ugly. And
wow.
But I'm not that, to me it's not really, I'm not that, what do you call it? Outer appearances aren't really important to me. But, it is kind of weird to walk around with the whole left side of your face totally inflamed and everything. And so I did about two rounds of that, and it swelled up like crazy, and everything started coming out of it. And then I put clay on it to kind of absorb some of the toxins on it. And it's down to something kind of small right now. It went down quite a bit, but I'm still having a little bit of trouble with it. What would you do in a situation like that? Because I know a lot of people that actually got hit by that the rain from Fukushima, and they're having, I mean, I saw one woman, her whole face is disfigured, and she's a beautiful woman, and it just made me very sad to see what was going on there.
Yeah, this is going to be increasing. Now, you may have to have a combination of two things. Remember, they're spraying the daylights out of your neck of the woods over there with chemicals.
Yeah. And
it could be that the radiation from Fukushima changed the chemicals they were spraying and made them far, far more toxic than they were normally.
Mm-hmm.
What we normally do is I'm a HEAL practitioner. In fact, I just got back from the HEAL symposium down in Philadelphia last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I would suggest a HEAL detox kit, H-E-E-L. A set of three bottles of homeopathics. They're inexpensive, and it will help you flush your extracellular matrix from all those toxins, and it will pull it out much quicker. You'll probably get a little loose stool for a couple of days, but you'll get tremendous loads of stuff out. And all you do is you take 10 drops of each of the three bottles all at one time under your tongue, and you hold it for 3 to 5 minutes. And you do this after each meal. And by the time that box is done, 4 to 6 weeks later, you will have cleaned so much out, you wouldn't believe it. You can literally take out 2 decades worth of toxins out of your matrix.
Hmm.
Yeah. And yeah. Talk about sleep, my God. You know, we all go into the, you know, into the shop and we take our car in and we get the oil changed twice a year to make sure this thing is running. But how many times do we go and we flush our own liquids? Well, we don't.
Exactly. You know, up here, you know, we're right next to McCord, and one of the pilots at McCord was bragging how he's been spraying this, he called it the UFO ranch, on a regular basis. And unfortunately, the guy he was bragging to was a guy that comes here, and he came and told me about it. And he said, you know, you wouldn't believe what these guys are saying. And I said, well, yes, I would. You know, but,
yeah, you are definitely a target.
Yeah, and they've hit us with everything from, you know, the basic aluminum dumps and barium and strontium, but they're also putting nerve agents and things like that into the chemtrails. And, you know,
they can shut your nervous system down enough, you do not do contact communications.
Uh-huh.
So their whole deal is shut the nervous system down, because that's what allows us to communicate with each other in many subtle ways, which I teach. And they don't want you doing it, and you're one of the better ones at it.
You know, that it's tying all together for me now, because I was wondering what the main purpose was for doing that. And I know they want us to dumb down and stupid, and they want to shut down, you know, the brain, basically. But I never tied in trying to shut down the communication with the ETs, and that... You know, I think I thought about it a couple of times, but now that totally validates it. That makes sense.
Well, here's something you can practice that will help alleviate that little nasty situation.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's say you get all the folks together for a night out there in the backyard, and you have them do the orgone breathing exercise a few times, like 12 cycles of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have everybody all at the same time pick one word, whether it be love or hello or contact, communicate, whatever you want to use. And everybody at one time on the exhale generates that word through their mind and points it up at whatever direction you're looking at making the contact with.
Uh-huh.
I think you'd be quite surprised at just how fast that works, because that's an energy form that is recognized all over the universe.
You know, that makes sense, because that's one of my main premises here. I've told everybody that, you know, ESETI stands for Enlightened Contact with Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and I've been telling the mainstream UFO guys that we've been doing it all wrong, you know, for a long time, running around trying to get photographs and prove they exist and everything else. And the reason we've been so successful is we do a lot of process-oriented therapy here, and healing work and meditation work, and we rise to the occasion and invite them versus trying to catch them or trying to shoot them down or dealing with aggression the way our
exactly.
Most of our agencies do. So and that is why we are so successful here, and I find out a lot of the agencies have all been here. I mean, we've had every alphabet agency here. We've had NASA here. We've had Skunk Works, everybody here, trying to find out what's going on, because a lot of them don't know.
Well, they're usually people who are vibrating at a really low state. They're still caught in the old paradigm of, well, let's shoot it down and take it apart and see what we get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really how it works in the universe. It never did. Or if it did, it was millions of years ago. And that's why we fail so much as a country and as a world, is because we don't have our head and our heart connected. And if those two are connected, you know you're going to, just like if you and I were meeting somewhere and we never saw each other before, and we were in a strange town, what you look to do is basically attract like-minded people or entities or beings to you. And I talk to a lot of young people today, and they're all saying, you know, how do I get a really hot girl, and how do I get a guy that I'll be happy with? And I tell them the same thing. I say, first of all, you need to know what it is you want from them and what you have to offer. And when you understand that, then you simply attract what you're looking for, and you don't wind up attracting all the dodos.
Uh-huh.
The same thing when you're doing work like you're doing. You get your head and your heart in the right place. Make sure that you're coming from a good place of, you know, respect and communication. And then you just put your heart out there. That's it. It's not hard.
Yeah, it's the basic law of attraction. I've always had, I know the movie The Secret came out, and they had some good information in there. And basically, I think John Gray, I know John really well. He's one of the few people that actually said something in there. He said, basically, he said, you don't need all this stuff. You can just be happy without it. And he said, you know, that's a program. And he was about the only one that addressed that. And I was hoping they could take it a little deeper, is that you aren't going to manifest squat diddly until you get all of your blocks and patterns of guilt and fear and unworthiness and all those other programs out of the way, because basically in the beginning, that's probably what you're going to draw to you until you're done with it.
Man, I'm so glad you said that, because in radionics is nothing more than manifestation based on structural links that your brain does. I was doing this when I was a little boy, and I couldn't figure out, when I would think about something that I wanted, why in the heck I would get it. Every now, and it wasn't all the time, obviously, but you know, it happened. I couldn't figure it out. And then I met this Carl Wells guy, and he makes these radionics devices, and I started hunting around for radionics, and I looked all over the world, and I looked at like 40 different kinds. And I said, you know, I need something that's different. I need something more powerful. And so I went and I looked, and I found the SE5 out there by Don Paris. Great machine, does awfully good work. And then I found Carl Wells' stuff. And his was different. His has these orgone generators in them, which is the same thing as chi, the same thing as prana, and it's what life energy is. And I thought, well, that makes sense. Instead of robbing the chi energy out of your body to make an operation work, it's actually putting it in. And I found out during my research with him that there's a couple of things you have to have. First, you got to clean your blockages out. You got to clean out your doubt and worries.
Uh-huh.
And you got to build your confidence. So when we use radionics, we teach everybody, set your computer up and your radionics device, and basically run those programs first to clean out some of the old baggage so you can use it effectively. Then we found out that the effect you're trying to get on whatever the target is, it could be maybe you want a plant out back to grow better. And so the effect is healthy growth. So you would select a symbol or a picture that reflects that. And that would be a structural link between your idea, which is an abstract, and that actual trend or effect you want to have happen. And then you would use a picture of the actual plant or target you're after, and you would be able to link them using the radionics device. Because what it does is, while you're setting the program up and your intent is focused on it, you can literally set the structural link up for the trend and for the target, and you can use your own chi energy to begin the process. And then you let the radionics device take that over and continue it while you forget all about what you just did and go about your busy day while that operation's still running. And the reason why a radionics device is so good is because you cannot focus all day long on your trend and your target to get the operation to happen.
You know, that is a, you know, a lot of people ask me about that. They said, why, it reminds me of that same thing. Why would the ETs use technology if they had total control, you know, of their environment through their mind and things like that? And I said, well, why do you use a washing machine if you can wash your own clothes by taking them down to the river? You know, it's...
Exactly.
It's the same principle. I mean, they've got better things to do. You know?
Exactly. I mean, everybody keeps forgetting that even though time is a synthetic construct, you're still roped into it while you're here. So,
yeah.
You know, somebody told me, I get people recommending books all the time, you know, read this, read that. And I tell them, I say, look, somebody once told me, you've got so many minutes left in the rest of your life and only so many books you can read. Choose wisely. Mm-hmm. Same thing with your life. You have so many things you can accomplish. Choose wisely.
Well, I think about, too, the information you're sharing. I mean, the time and energy you have invested into this research and actually, you know, the pain and suffering you've gone through to see what works and what doesn't work is like a gold mine, basically. And so I'm totally grateful that you're here sharing this information because, you know, this alleviates a lot of hours and hours or years, you might say, of research that other people could not go down all those dead ends and find the stuff that works.
Well, it's the same thing you're doing. Like when I get on other radio shows, you know, people ask me about, you know, contact and UFOs, and I tell them all the same thing. Go find James Gilliland's group, get up there to the mountain, and go spend some time. If you want to see a UFO, go there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've been around for a long time, so
yeah.
Many people in my community, the alternative health community, know about you. And you're considered like the holy grail of where they want to spend a vacation.
Yeah, I know, that's scary. They come up here and they find out I'm just like everybody else. You know, I burp and fart and I fall off the pedestal real fast.
Yeah, but you're not just like everybody else. The outside package might be, but not the inside package.
Yeah, I try to keep it simple and you know, keep it grounded because I know one of the main problems that people have is seeking outside of self or worshiping or you know, and thinking you're different or playing the separation game, and that's what's actually keeping them back from becoming, you know, what they're seeking or you know, becoming all they can be.
Let me give you another one, and I know you do some great meditation work up there. You've got some really interesting ones that I've listened to your shows on. But here's one that's interesting and quick that'll help them go inside a little bit instead of going out. Because inside, where all the work is done, as you and I both know, that's the only place you get any work done. There is something called autogenic training, and there's a doctor way back, I think it was the 1800s, named Schultz that did a book on it. Carl Wells, when he was doing his radionics machines with the orgone generators, he generated a free PDF file on autogenic training brief. And if anybody wants a copy of it, just email me at jeff@jeffteech.net and I'll send it free. But it goes through how to use NLP and self-hypnosis in a very short, succinct way so you can get yourself down into those states. It'll take you a few days doing it to get to the point where you can actually do it inside of a minute or two. But the first few times, it'll be, you know, like 10 minutes to get it done. But you'll get into these really deep states that allow you to do things like initiate contact. Put your heart out there so that others can pick it up. Mm-hmm. And when I do my seminars, I teach that there's at least six different ways that we communicate. And as you know, it's the nervous system.
Yeah.
When we look at each other's eyes, we generate scalar waves. A lot of people don't realize that. They don't know that they can generate a scalar wave just with their eyes. But all you have to do is stare at the back of the neck of someone in a coffee shop, and you'll figure out that you're generating something.
Yeah.
Then if you look at your ears, here's a neat one, all right? You hear the communication from your friends through your ears. But did you know that you actually put sounds out through your ears?
Yeah, no, that's a new one on me. I know we're always vibrating and putting energy, you know,
oh yeah,
energy
we're
out, but
communicate on so many levels. Yeah, they're autoacoustic emissions, and it was John Hopkins University that proved that. So we actually put sounds out and we get them. Then on top of that, you've got several other different ways we communicate. That nervous system does it, your eyes do it, the ears do it, and then we also have a conscious communication that goes on that you're conscious of, but it's in your mind, and then there's a subconscious one that actually happens, and we think, on other planes. And I don't know if it's one of the astral planes or the mental planes or one of the others, but we communicate on those planes all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those who are sensitive that have done their meditation work and things like that, and they've collapsed the veils, with me, it's like I know when somebody's talking about me or thinking about me, and it's kind of hilarious. They're thinking about doing a movie about this place for TV, and every time they have a meeting, I call them up, and they go, "This is weird, you know. Every time we have a meeting of this thing, you know, the phone rings and it's you, you know." So it's kind of hilarious, and no pre-knowledge, you know, or anything of that. And yep. Also too, I was telling people that. As far as radar, they go, how do you know when the ships are coming in and from what direction? And I tell them that we have a built-in radar system. I can't explain it, but when they're thinking about me on the ships and they're coming in, you know, I pick that up and I feel where they are. I don't really know. I don't hear a voice, you know, we're coming in from the west, check it out. It's more of a feeling. You're standing out in the field, and you just go within. You become real sensitive, and all of a sudden you feel them behind you, and you can actually feel how far away they are, and that's why we've got such good footage, because we'll have the cameras ready and rolling. And we did that on Paranormal State. I told them at 10 o'clock, they're coming in. They're going to be coming in the east, closer to the mountain. Have the cameras ready, and that was through a telepathic communication. And they did. They had the cameras ready, and sure enough, they got it. You know, and a huge ship came in and powered up and dropped down and went around the trees, you know, and made a nice turn for them. So, you know, we've done this redundantly, and I try to explain to people it's not about just seeing an object up there. It's about, you know, raising your inner sensitivity levels and, you know, cleaning out your old wounds and traumas and everything holding you down, and then you can start experiencing these things and bring in the real contact and know what's really going on versus running around looking for nuts and bolts and trying to say it's all back engineered, you know, which there is a lot of that, you know, out there too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the reasons why if somebody comes to me for detox, let's say I get a patient in that's maybe got, I don't know, cancer or fibromyalgia or whatever it is. You know, the first thing I do is I put them on the green vegetable juicings out of a juicer, because that will build the cells faster, and it also helps their nervous system, which is really what we're after. But the next thing we do is we flush all the toxins out, and then I tell them, I say, look, now I can clean you up physically, but you've got two areas that you need to work on, and one of them is your emotional baggage, and if you don't get rid of that stuff, you're going to still manifest physical symptoms later on down the road after we've cleaned you up. And the other one is you've got to do the spiritual work where you actually figure out who is down inside there in that personal cavity of yours of your brain. And so it's not just about cleaning up the body, because you have to, but you've got to do the other two as well. I can show you a quick one, too, with your hands. If you put your left hand out in front of your face with your palm facing forward, and you're going to take your right index finger, and you're going to put it on top of the first joint on your thumb, right behind the fingernail. And I want you to draw a little counterclockwise spiral there, just quickly. Then go to your index finger, and the next finger, the next finger, the next finger. Then go down on your pinky to the next level of joints and do it again and work your way across all the fingers there, all the way back to the thumb. Then you go down the final joint on the thumb, which is quite a ways back, and then you go across all those other fingers. All right. Now, if you do that, you can feel your entire hand vibrating right now. And if you do it with the other hand and get them both vibrating, you can actually put those two palms and spread them apart as if you had a basketball in between them. And you can, with your mind, send that vibratory energy as if it was a ball over to the other hand, and then back to the other hand, and back to the other hand, and then you can run it up the arm, up the elbow, all the way to the shoulder, bring it all the way across the chest, down the other elbow, and out the other hand. And when you get the time to practice, you run that down the leg and out one of the feet, and back up the other leg and back up, in an arm, out an arm, anywhere in your body you want to move it. And that's moving chi with your mind, the same way I showed you how to move the orgone earlier with the breathing technique. So those are all ways of tuning up the nervous system without spending a dime.
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to be be working on those things here. We do a lot of Yigong here, and a lot of same thing with hand movements and finger movements, and working with the four elements, you know, to move the chi and get the energy moving. And that also seems to really help open up the contact. The, you know, one of the people I was curious if you've run into, have you run into Max, the German physicist?
Oh, what is his last name?
Langenberg?
Oh, no, I have not met this guy.
Boy, I'll have to connect you two, because this guy is...
Fritz Popp, I think.
Yeah, he's got about, I don't know how many degrees the guy has, you know, PhDs and things like that, but he's one of these guys that, you know, got the, he got the genetics, you might say, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And you know, the guy weighs about 135 pounds, and you see him pick up V8 engines and walk across the room with him, you know, things like
oh
that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and, you know, has, I, you know, we had a guy, I don't know if this is, I never know if I'm politically correct, but we had a guy working for us, big black guy. I mean, this guy was huge. I mean, he looked, he could go up against Clay or Tyson or any of these other guys. You know, very well built guy, you know, big guy. And, you know, we had these tool dies that for making pills and things like that in these boxes, and they're really heavy, extremely heavy. I mean, you can barely skid these things across the floor. And he tells this guy, he says, hey, can you grab those and throw them on the forklift? The guy goes, and he's yanking on the handles, and he can't even get it off the ground. And then he starts to try to drag it, and he's dragging it over there. And this guy, Max, walks up and picks it up and puts it on the forklift.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and I'm going, okay, enough, you know, like... But he's, you know, he's built fuelless energy technologies, all that stuff. And he actually crystallized oxygen at room temperature and stabilized it. And so he can take water and increase the oxygen levels up to 1,000%. And, you know, as we all know, oxygen is the best systemic antibiotic you can get. You know, it's amazing. Even most cancer is anaerobic. It hates oxygen.
Yep.
But... I was working with him for about 7 years trying to get this technology out, and, you know, the powers that be came down on him heavy and pretty much shut everything down, you know, using every little agency you can think of and tricks in the book. But, you know, so he's just walked away from it, basically. You know, he's just said, forget it, I'm done. You know, and we had death threats and you know, threats on his family. His lab was blown up. You know, and I was in the middle of all that too as well. But anyway, to make a long story short, these technologies are all here right now. And, you know, maybe I can set up a meeting with you guys, because I think you're one of the few people that would really understand, you know, who this guy is and what he's capable of. And he needs somebody to help him, you know, get some of these things out and explain them, you know, to the layman.
See, I'm of your opinion that you are. The way you do this, and yes, I'd be happy to do that with him. The way you do this is, and I've been telling people this for a couple of years, if you have these technologies that you basically can get shot or your family can get wiped out for, what you do is you develop it fully, get it to the point where it's actually able to be used, get all your data together, and then you give it away. And the way you do that is you make sure it's released on the web at least 100 different places and different servers. Mm-hmm. You make sure that DVDs go out all over the place so that this data is out there. And all you do is you put a request in there. If you feel this is worth your time, send a couple of dollars to help me with my research.
Yeah.
And that way, you're not trying to get to be a millionaire, but you probably will anyway. But at least you basically got it all out at once. And there's no need to threaten you because it's already done.
Yeah, I agree. That I agree with that. I know I can see the other point too, where the guy has 30 years research into this stuff and would like to get, you know, get something back on it. And I understand he spent billions of dollars. I mean, probably up to $1 billion of his own money. You know, he comes from a very prestigious family. I won't go into that, but. He spent a lot of money, but that's the glitch that we're running into is that, and he did do all the other stuff. I mean, it's all set up that if anything happens to him, all of this gets released to every university on the planet, basically, and other things as well. So anyway, that's in place. The other part is that just getting beyond that program of okay, are we going to do a full service thing here? Or it's tricky, you know, it's really tricky. You know, I think about that too. It's after running into that much interference, to me, I would just say, okay, I'm just dumping it. I'm giving it away, you know, that's what I would do, but that it hasn't come to that point yet.
Yeah. I'm of the same opinion as you. I look at it this way. If you're going to screw with me and my family, then what I'm going to do is operate 10 to 100 fold what I was doing before, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows. Mm-hmm. So either whack me in toto, or I'm going to make sure it gets out.
Because what's the deal is that, you know, this technology that he has, it's not just fuel-less energy. It's anti-gravity and counter-gravity, and he has... you know, he's using magnetic light technologies and you know, zero point energy technologies to heal the body, you know, I've sat there with NASA scientists, you know, with these devices where he took them all apart, reassembled them, ran them, they checked them out. Unfortunately, those guys are dead, you know, now, and some other people have kind of met their demise around this, but it's really sad. People have no idea how infiltrated the energy movement and the UFO movement is. I mean, the vast majority of it is totally infiltrated.
Well, this whole planet has been infiltrated. You were talking about the universities. Uh-huh. You can't go to a university that's not controlled by those people. Every single thesis, every paper is basically gone through and made sure that it toes the line of the New World Order. And if they find somebody that's out of whack, they just simply wreck your career. And so it's in law enforcement. It's all over the place. So every community that you're in, no matter where you are in the United States, there are people who are there to make sure that nothing gets out of line. You got your local Masonic lodges doing all that. You've got the Lions Clubs, all these things. And there's somebody in each organization doing that. So you do it on your own, you get it done quietly, and you get it out there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I did here. I found out that after running into one block after the other and getting censored repeatedly, I said, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing here. And so now I have two radio shows. And, you know, it kind of backfired on him. It would have been better just to have me come and speak at some of these things. But now the word is really getting out. And, you know, they've made a couple movies about this place. And, you know, the more they suppress it and continue that program, the bigger it gets. They just energize it, it seems like.
Yeah, it does work with reversed entropy. It's interesting. A lot of people don't understand it because that's how radionics works with your mind. You don't need a radionics device to do a radionics operation. It's just you can't keep it up long enough without the device.
Mm-hmm.
Reverse entropy is basically this. If you take two glasses of water and you set them together, The law of entropy says if one of them is colder than the other, they will equalize in temperature over a short period of time. They balance out. They actually share energy and they equalize. Reverse entropy is where the energy will go from the weaker of the two entities to the stronger, which is why you can actually take a Qi generator, one of these radionics devices with an argon generator in it. You can point it at where your pet sleeps, you know, its bed on the floor. You just run it for a few hours and you can charge that thing up with orgone energy. Then you put away your device, and when the pet lays down on the bed, what you'll see is that the pet will actually absorb the orgone energy right out of his bed. Mm-hmm. Because he's a higher order energy.
Yeah, I always feel like, you know, what's that old saying, you know, God, please, you know, help me to evolve to the level of my dog.
I think my mother has that on a thing, yeah.
Yeah, please, there's something like that. I can't remember how it goes, but...
Yeah, it's, please let me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, they've got that unconditional love down, and they're in the moment, and they're very aware of energies and, you know, things happening that most of us aren't aware of.
Well, that's why when you see a young child that's just a baby or a dog in a room, they're staring off into a corner at something and giggling, and the dog's like, you know, barking and sniffing and looking at it. Well, the only reason you're not seeing it is because you no longer have allowed yourself to see into those spectrums. Mm-hmm. But children don't have that blockage because nobody yet told them you can't do that.
Yeah, I think at 2 to 5 or even earlier than that, but around 2 to 5, you start kind of diminishing, and you know, kids are wide open usually up to about 5, and then they're told, you know, that's your imagination, or that's not real, and then they start they just shut it off, and I know one thing too. I love the neuroscience where they've proven that you actually see with your brain and not your eyes. Your eyes are picking up billions of bits of information and different levels and planes and dimensions, but your brain is choosing out of all that information what's going to be your reality.
Yeah, it's a really big filter. And here's the really cool part. Your brain is not your mind. Your mind is outside the body.
Yeah.
If you think about it, in remote viewing, we learned how to go out and reach into the Akashic record and pull out data. You know, we do it all the time, and we're good at it. Uh-huh. But you know, if that's where all the memories and information of the world are, then your mind is outside of your body.
Now, is remote viewing seems to be a lot of the people higher up in the military, it's just basic training for them, it seems like, because I know Bob Dean was trained in it, and he came out here and just had a blast and fell in love with the place and wanted to stay. It's quite interesting. But he did some remote viewing on the mountain, and he said that, you know, they choose whether you can see them or not. They have that ability to where they can actually block you out.
Absolutely.
And they actually let him in to see what was going on, and he said, oh my God, he said, there are so many races of beings. He said, this is like a Stargate here, and it's a multi-dimensional one. It said it's not just one group. There's a lot of different groups there. I thought that was quite interesting.
One of my dearest friends is a neurologist, and he lived in Salt Lake for a long time. And I let him know that I was going to be on your show, and you should have heard what he wrote back. Like, whoopee, we're going out to Trout Lake. We're going to have a ball.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you have an open invitation anytime to come out and check this place out. But, you know, the things that you're doing, I would love to work with you on that and incorporate that into the ranch here and maybe have you out doing some workshops or even maybe getting some of that technology to help people heal. You know, we're that part of it, mainly we're focused on doing mainly lectures here and workshops and a lot of Yigang workshops and things of that nature, but star watches and you know, sky watches or whatever. But the one of the main things is I really wanted to create a template of here at the ranch where people would be living a life totally in harmony with each other and nature, growing, you know, highly energized food, everything else, and then having all of the latest healing technologies to help, you know, humanity and the earth. I know you wouldn't believe the resistance we're getting to doing this. I mean, the county's doing everything they can to shut us down. But
well, they're paid by people at the federal level to shut you down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very obvious because we went in there a little naive and tried to work with them and tried to go through their ropes and everything else. And then finally we had to just back away and say and make everything private and say enough's enough, you know. We're not going to contract with you anymore, but on any level. So, and that was the only place we could go because we went through all their hoops. We paid all their permits. We did everything possible to work with them, and they kept writing us tickets, refusing to give us permits that we paid for after we gave them all the information. Unbelievable, these people. And they said, well, when are you going to pay your tickets? And we're going, well, when are you going to give us a permit? And the permits were already paid for and applied for 2 years ago. You know, how can you keep writing tickets for these things when you refuse to give permits? But it's unbelievable working with these people. They're not. There's no integrity, no honesty. They're not even logical, and they're totally unlawful. But they just keep functioning from this premise of we're going to shut you down. I mean, that's their program.
Yeah, and it's going on everywhere in the country. It's not just in your area.
Oh, yeah.
I watched in Wayne County, Pennsylvania, the county commissioners did the same thing. And if you look at the commissioners in almost every county, it's not the sheriff who actually runs law enforcement there. It's the commissioners, mm-hmm. even though they're the highest law enforcement officer. But most of the sheriff's offices now have all been bought and paid for by the federal groups because that's where they're getting all of their goodies now. They're armoring, a lot of their weaponry now comes federal. So, yeah, I'd be happy to come out and do any number of sessions you want to do, and I'll absolutely be happy to do webinars and seminars with you to let people understand how to do detox properly so they can be careful, because there are things you need to know so you don't screw the body up.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy to teach that and help people get where they need to be.
That'd be great. We're in the process now. We have some live stream programs that we've been having problems with, but we found a new one that is working very well. And so as soon as I get back from Mexico, we're going to start doing, you know, webinars and more live stream events and getting the message out. And what's nice about that is you can do it from anywhere. I mean, they could close down your ranch and you can just go to your neighbor's house and do it, you know.
Exactly.
So, and, you know, and get it out to millions more people. So it's counterproductive what they're doing. They don't realize, okay, yeah, we're going to shut your location down, but that's just going to drive you to go bigger and get out on the airwaves and the internet, and you're going to reach hundreds and thousands of more people. So it's totally counterproductive, the program they're running.
If they were smart, they would just simply not bother you and allow you to get bogged down. See, their idea is if they can get you bogged down in paperwork, you're not advancing the work.
Exactly.
And if you look on my website, and I forgot to give you that too. It's jeftech.net. If you look up there, you're going to see, I think it's in the About Us section, it talks about how we look at things here. Mm-hmm. And it's not just me. There are several naturopaths, several medical doctors. I think there's a biochemist or two involved in the group. And these people are all over the world, and they contribute when they do. And we've got it set up so that if any one of us gets knocked out by a cold, a flu, or local government, or some idiot, there's three more to take over. I have trained people to do what I do, and they understand how I do it. They know my sources. They know where to go for the data, and it's all going to work out just fine if they take me out. I don't have any problem. And that's the way you do it. You line it up so that no matter what they do to you, there's a couple of more that'll come in and take your place, and now there's a few of them, not just you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically here is that I've focused primarily on empowering people and giving them everything that I know and all the tools that I have been trained in, and I pass them on, and try to get everybody up to snuff. So it's the same thing. If something happens to me, that everything will continue, and there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, of more that have gone through the courses and the self-mastery courses and everything else. So, and we have some really good core people here too that have gone through the programs and understand. That is the key. I see the key is to share, pass it on. It's all about numbers and not isolate it into one master, or one being, because then you're in trouble.
All right. Well, this is interesting. I think we're going to get a few things done this year coming that weren't being done before. Do you want to go into some health information now?
I definitely would. I want to get your take on something, and that it's kind of funny. This is the imp part of me that brings this out.
This should be good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've looked into the Billy Meyer thing, and I've been trying to tell people about this, and the Michael Horn program that he's running around screaming from the rooftops that Billy Meyer is the only true prophet of God, and also that he is the only he's the only contactee on the planet, and then he completely slanders and trashes every other UFO researcher or contactee or anybody else on the planet. And I've always been talking to him about it, and I said, hey, here's the deal. I said, the evidence is overwhelming that people are being contacted all over the world. And he says there's no evidence whatsoever. And I said that, and also too, you've kind of denigrated or every master, saint, sage on the planet by making that statement, past, present, future. And then he said that Billy Meyer was all of those saints, that he was Enoch, Elijah, Muhammad, that he was all these beings, and that so he's the one-stop prophet, that everybody needs to go to. And I'm using this as an example, basically, because I've had some run-ins with him. And I tell people, I said, don't you understand what's going on here? That's the same thing that Occupy Wall Street, that all of these things, all these people are getting away from, and that is that sense of entitlement, that sense of exclusivity, people being special. It totally defames the unity consciousness that's coming in right now. It's against all of the higher ETs and their program. And I've been trying to get people to look at that message very clearly, and where's the individual responsibility and accountability for making your own personal contact and your own personal connection with spirit? It's very disempowering.
I agree. I'm going to give this all of 15 seconds because that's yeah. All the Billy Meyer nonsense is worth. Uh-huh. When we were in remote viewing class, he was remote viewed. Mm-hmm. He was proven to be a fraud, and as far as I'm concerned, I wouldn't give him 3 minutes of my time. And anybody who makes statements like that fellow did that you just spoke with, you really need to understand something. First of all, they're either A, extraordinarily toxic, and they're very, 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 how would I even phrase this? Their brains are in such rough shape that they're so deluded that they can't get out of that paradigm. You can only make statements like that when you are severely ill. Mm-hmm. And that's clearly what you're dealing with here. So the best thing to do for people like that is just remove them from your circle of any kind of contact or influence and give them zero energy from you. Mm-hmm. So that they don't continue feeling like, I fought the good fight against James, and I made him feel like crap. Yeah, I told him all right. That's the kind of ignorance that went out, 40 years ago. So just let those people go by the wayside, because the fools will believe what they say. And the people who have some spark inside of intuition will know something instinctively is wrong with that message, and they'll just reject it internally.
Now that's basically what I did. I just pointed out the message, and I said, look at where this is taking you, and is this empowering you as an individual? Or is it stealing your power? Are you giving all your power away to one man? We've done this redundantly, and it's time to stop this program and take a good hard look at it. And I got so many letters, people thanking me, saying, thank you. I was, after hearing that, I was confused, and I was feeling sick almost and ill, and I was really upset me, and then they said, synopsis of that was a very, like a breath of fresh air. They said it put me right back on track again.
Exactly. And that's, if you look at men and women over the course of the centuries, even as little as 40 years ago, women were very demure, would not speak out in public very much. And we're talking about the masses. We're not talking about individuals. And now, everybody is acting equally. And that's really where we've been supposed to be all these years, but it took us a long time to get there. And I think all these things like prejudice and bigotry and all that nonsense, that'll all go by the wayside more and more as we go on, because the consciousness is coming up to the point where it just won't tolerate it.
Yeah, I told him, one of my Lakota friends here, he called him Little Bass. And I go, and I started laughing. He says, "Yeah, he's a little fish with a big mouth." But I about fell off my chair laughing. You know, they have a way of just summing things up, you know, in a couple sentences. But
that's priceless.
Yeah, yeah. I hate to say anything negative about anybody, but when people are taking people down the wrong road like that and blatantly doing it, it needs to be addressed. But yeah, let's get more into the health practitioner and the other things that we need to be looking at and working on.
All right. Let's start from the bottom of the line first. The food. We all know that the soil is really depleted, and there's some quick and easy ways to put all the nutrients back in so you get rock solid vegetables out of your garden or your greenhouse, whatever you're doing. By the way, if you go up to eBay, they got greenhouses now of a reasonable size for like 100 and some odd bucks.
Wow.
So don't think you can't afford one anymore.
I'll have to check into that.
If you're in a really bad acid rain spray place, or chemtrail spray place, those are good ideas. Use greenhouse in your backyard instead of digging up the ground. And then you can control everything in the soil. And the way to control the soil is, if you go out west, there's a lot of mines out there that mine clay. And it turns out that calcium bentonite clay has about 50-some-odd minerals in it. And what I did was I had the mines bag the stuff up and put it in 20-pound bags for people, and it's ground up fine like flour. It's really fine. And so all you have to do is when you plant your crops, just mix in a little of that where you put your seed into the dirt, and they will pull through the rhizomes all those minerals in their ionic form. By the way, that's ionic form, meaning the ions jump from one electron shell to another, right? And that your body only uses 3% of the minerals it gets in ionic form. So when you take trace minerals in an ionic form, you're wasting most of your money, about 97%, because only about 1% to 3% gets absorbed. So let's talk about what happens with covalent minerals. And covalent minerals are when the plant sucks those nutrients up out of the soil and converts them into the minerals in a covalent form in the vegetable and you eat it. Well, in the covalent form, if you have two atoms next to each other and they each have an electron shell, instead of the electron jumping from one to the other, the two electron bands link up together and they share one electron. So the covalent is the way it works in your body. So if you take these clays and just powder a little bit in the row of potatoes or in with each tomato plant you put in, or the row of peas or beans, whatever. They're going to bring that up in, and when you eat that food, it's going to be way, way more nutritious than anything you'll get in any health food or organic store there is. Mm-hmm. So that's how you solve that problem.
Now,
so
what about rock dust? Would that we use that here a lot. We use the rock dust, and I noticed that the plants just thrive when you hit them with the rock dust, and they're frost resistant, they're pest resistant, and when you eat like a tomato that's grown in that, it just explodes in your mouth. They're amazing.
Is that the black rock dust, the stuff that comes from the volcanic rock?
No, it's another one. They call it Rado rock, and I don't even know if it's available anymore, because I've been trying to find it. And we also, there's a place that makes, locally here, that makes the gravel for the roads, you know, spread on the roads when it's icy and things like that. And then underneath the machine is just huge layers of this stuff. And so we were going down and getting buckets of that. And it's just powdered rock, basically.
You'd want to get a mineral profile on it.
Yeah.
And there are other ones. The one I carry on my site comes from a mine out west, but I'm looking for another one because I've seen some that are ground up volcanic rock, and they've got a beautiful mineral profile to them. And there's one other one out west that I haven't got hold of them yet, but I've got to do that too before spring, because I want to have a couple of them. But if you get the mineral profile, and the profile is nice and deep, like at least 50 minerals, you're in great shape. You're going to grow the best crops you ever saw, and the pests won't bother them. When I did my trial on this stuff on potatoes, I got, I think, maybe 12 Japanese beetles I picked off the whole season, and there were loads of them everywhere else nearby, but yet they wouldn't touch the crop that used it. So the stuff works, because when your plant is strong enough, the pests won't attack it. They attack the weaker plants.
Yeah, we noticed that here with the rock dust we were using, the Rado rock. But I don't know exactly what's in it. I just heard about it and tried it, and I was shocked. But I totally agree with that. The soil, remineralizing the soil and using good fertilizers. You know, we have these six lovely yaks out here providing all of our fertilizer, and chickens as well. So we're in good shape there. And put that all together with some good mulching, and you've got an amazing garden.
Yeah, I like chicken manure, because when I raised them myself, I had a farm at one time. The stuff is great. If you leave it for like a year till it's really, you know, bone dry, that way it's not hot anymore, and you mix that with some other things, like maybe some peat moss or something else, you can make a very loamy, very rich garden.
Yeah, that's what we have here. That's the kind of the process we use here.
Hey, do you free rangers?
Yes,
Good, because that's where they get all the extra nutrients, because they're actually able to go out and find them. Good.
Yeah, the eggs here are bright orange.
A real egg.
Yeah.
And the albumen is nice and thick, and it's very firm. Yeah, that's a good egg.
Yeah, definitely. We feed them organic chicken food, too, and on the side, you know, especially in the wintertime, we have to feed them, but they're still free-ranging even in the winter.
I've got something that I have on my website, and it is a feed additive for animals. And it's got, you can see the mineral and the amino acid and the vitamin profile on it online, up in the shopping cart. But unbelievable stuff. I even took it myself to see how it would work. And what a boatload of energy. Good stuff. And my dog literally will kick the pan all over the place to get to it.
Yeah, I'll have to check into that.
Yeah, good nutrients are good. All right, so let's go over some of the things that people should do every day to keep their health up. Well, as you and I both know, the acid rain, chemtrail spraying is shutting, and especially the radiation, is shutting down thyroids all over Japan and the United States. We have the biggest epidemic of hypothyroidosis I've ever heard of. Just about every patient I get in now has got a thyroid issue on top of what they're dealing with. And what I recommend is, instead of using polyunsaturated fats like seed oils, nuts oils, and fish oils that are peroxidized, if you can get ones that are not peroxidized, which means they use a supercritical CO2 extraction method, or they extract in a vacuum. They won't be peroxidized. Then they're okay. Mm-hmm. But when your body goes into a stress response, what happens is it goes right to those polyunsaturated fats. It breaks them down. And what happens is during this process, you ramp up your estrogen, men and women both, and that ramps up the serotonin, which ramps up the prostaglandins, which then create more estrogen receptors. And the breakdown products, what they do is they will cause massive amounts of inflammation and they will shut your thyroid down. Mm-hmm. So how do you get around this? Easy. You get a container of really good coconut oil. I use extra virgin. And you take a couple of teaspoons or tablespoons in the morning. And what I do is I like to take, you know, like a couple of teaspoons every half hour or an hour before I leave, because every 3 hours after you take a dose of this stuff, your metabolism ramps up because your thyroid ramps up. You get warmer, your energetic level goes up, and when you get into a stress response later in the day, what'll happen is your body will go to those shorter chain fats in the coconut oil instead of the polyunsaturateds, and you won't get the inflammation response, and instead of getting your thyroid shut down, it'll stimulate it. Mm-hmm. Very smart to replace the coconut oil in there for cooking and for first thing in the morning as a supplement.
Yeah, I've loved just coconut milk. You know, it's like I live off of that stuff, and I try to get as fresh as possible, but my body just really reacts to that in a very positive way.
It's good stuff. I wish they would start salting some of these coconut fields with the fertilizer, the clay stuff, because I have seen some problems in some of the fields with, you know, the baby coconuts where they shave it down to a little cone shape?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, that's great stuff to carve the top off. And then you pour the juice out in your juicer and you scrape out the pulp, because it'll actually be like jelly because it's so young. Mm-hmm. It won't be hard. And you blend that up into a smoothie and you drink that with maybe some greens powder or whatever you're going to stick in it. I like spirulina. Mm-hmm. You just reminded me, I've got to make a bulk order on spirulina. I'm going to pick up probably 20 pounds of this stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's great for mineral and nutrient loading. And it's very healthy. But if you make your smoothies out of that, you'll get phenomenal fats, really good benefit, and it will run you energy all day long.
Yeah, I usually make one a day. Lately, I've been doing, instead of lunch, I'll have a smoothie. But yeah, I'm a breakfast person. I've got to do breakfast. I've always been that way. So we have our own, you know, farm fresh eggs, free range eggs, and I usually have some either eggs or oatmeal and go back and forth between the two. And sometimes I'll have some turkey sausage or something if I feel like I need a little meat.
I do like the turkey and the chicken sausages that are organic now. We didn't used to have those years ago, and I'm just not a big pork sausage fan. Mm-hmm. Because it turns out that pork fat is very hard on the body. And diabetics absolutely should not be eating it. But those turkey and chicken sausages are really nicely seasoned. And once in a while, a little pork sausage won't kill you. But you know, you don't want to make a big habit of it.
Yeah, I used to make a habit of it, and I've gotten away from that.
Most of us did when we were here. A little older, and you start going, okay, now how can I make this little husk of meat and bones last longer?
And what about one of the things I was doing since the Fukushima program, and I got nuked out there being outdoors, I've been taking, you know, a few drops of iodine and actually putting it in with some Bragg's cider vinegar and taking a shot of that. And, boy, that seems to just knock everything out. You know, it's
Well, be careful with the cider vinegar, because so many of them are loaded with mold spores.
Uh-huh.
You got to be very careful. Almost everything today, you got to test it for mold, I swear.
Yeah.
Because mold shuts down your immune system for several days to a week or two at a time on one dose. And by shutting it down, I mean it will reduce your immune capacity down to 50%.
Wow.
That's one of the things in detox. Most practitioners have no idea what they're doing, and that's why they don't address mold in detox. in the detox that I do, one of the first things we do is we address the mold issues, because if we don't knock that out, we can't finish detoxing you. And the other thing is the pH issue. The reason why we do so well with detox is there is a pH shift that happens at night when your cortisol levels go down. And if that pH shift happens on time,
are you there? I think we
cortisol.
Lost, yeah.
Well, sorry.
Hey, we lost you there for a second. You cut off. I don't know why, but you were talking about the pH shift that happens at night.
Yeah, your pH will shift at night when your cortisol drops. And that pH shift will allow the extracellular matrix to drop out the toxins or release them so they can be detoxed with the kit. Mm-hmm. Now, the cortisol level, let's go back up the chain, all right? So we need the cortisol to drop. Then the pH gets into this right state, then we can release. Well, what if the cortisol doesn't drop? Why would that be? Well, most people today are so stressed that what's happening is their adrenals are overloaded. So they don't even think to pay attention to the adrenal overload. So that when we do our detox, I make sure that every detox kit I have has a bottle of adrenal caps with it so that we can help with the situation. Because if you can keep your adrenals under control, your cortisol level will drop like it's supposed to at night, and you'll release the toxins. And those toxins flow out at the end of the night. That's why first thing in the morning you take a tinkle and a bell movement, because that's what you're trying to do, is get rid of all that heavy metal and toxin buildup. Mm-hmm. So you got to address your adrenals, and you got to address the mold when you're doing this. And I use the Heal product line because they're homeopathic. They're as close to natural as you're going to get for detox. And my life was saved with them back in 2003. And I've saved a few lives with it since.
I tell you, I think I put me on your list because I need to order some of that like immediately, because my kidneys are really paying a price for the spraying that they're doing. And I've been feeling, you know, your adrenals get shut down and everything else with all these heavy metals. And that's one thing I'm going to do. I might even do some chelation therapy just to get rid of the heavy metals that have accumulated over time, because, you know, you don't just throw them off naturally. I mean, you got to really target them and get rid of them and get them out of your system, because they are accumulative.
Well, check Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E, for chelators, and make sure you supplement when you do your chelation work.
Mm-hmm. Now, who was that again? I'm sorry, it broke up for a second.
Yeah, Thorne, T-H-O-R-N-E. They have some chelators in their lineup. And make sure you're doing your supplementation when you do chelators, because it will also rob some of your nutrient loads.
Yeah.
One of the things we do when we get a little further into detox with somebody is we work on those heavy metals specifically, because the solvents especially will lock up other toxins, and you won't be able to get them detoxed if you don't deal with that. And the other thing you mentioned is the kidneys. We found a couple of things. In some patients, over the course of 4 or 6 weeks, maybe 2 months, depending on what they're doing for detox, some of them, their pHs never come up to where we want them to go. And we found a couple of solutions in there. One, it appears to be the kidneys are causing a problem. And their lung respiration, if they used to be smokers, is part of it too. And then the cortisol level. Mm-hmm. And all tied to whether or not that pH will shift properly when the cortisol drops. So you do have to look at the kidneys especially. And when it was Jenna and Kevin Sullivan that manufacture the LEDs I use that have the strobing with the health frequencies, mm-hmm. I developed a protocol that actually helps you rebuild all those organs very quickly and stimulates them in a healthy way.
Yeah.
You take the LED and you put it over your liver first, and that's, you know, just below the breasts on both sides and in the middle. The liver stretches out across that underneath the ribs. So you put it on there for like about 6 minutes to 9 minutes. Then you go on your kidneys in the back, and you do it in this order for a reason. You put it on the kidneys in the back, both of them, put it right across the kidneys, again, 6 to 9 minutes. Now, what that did was, is it took your garbage processing plant, which is your liver and kidneys, which process a lot of your toxins and nonsense out. And what it does is it gently stimulates them. It dilates the capillaries so you get more oxygen flow. And it actually doubles the processing power of those organs. And it'll make them stimulate growth of new cells through the RNA-DNA synthesis and the cleanup of the dead stuff through the phagocyte activity. Great way to do it. And then after that, just take 1 minute on your lymph nodes under the armpits, over the breasts, under your jawline, and underneath the crotch area. And you literally can do that on your way out of bed in the morning, and you'll have your whole systems running at peak performance by the time you get out of bed.
Oh, sounds great. Yeah, sign me up for that one. that's the first thing I got. I got a big hit off of that unit you're talking about that I'll probably need to get one of those. And
if I get out there, James, I will bring the unit I use on cows and horses. It's a monster. And we'll get you done in about 3 minutes.
Great. That sounds good.
This one unit will actually go directly through and out the other side of a cow.
Wow.
That's how powerful it is. I use it for certain things like macular degeneration is another one. Mm-hmm. We had a guy who was no longer able to drive his car because he had macular degeneration. So because we knew it worked on some other issues like Alzheimer's, we had him use it on full cycle over the eyes for about 2 months, and he went back to driving. There was a study done in the UK where they took these LED devices with the infrared and they put them on top of a guy's head that had Alzheimer's, and it stimulated the electrolytes in the brain so well that in 6 weeks of daily use, he was able to go back to a restaurant and order just like normal. Now, you will never get a person totally detoxed just using the LED, but it's an absolutely great way to get it started and to help those organs rebuild so you don't have issues later. You can go ahead and put them through the detox kit while you're doing that, and you'll get better results.
Mm-hmm. Now, does that work on Parkinson's too? Does it help people with that situation?
Well, remember, Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, the cause is very similar in both. You've got toxin deposition in one section of the brain, in the back right, that's Parkinson's. Up in the frontal lobes, that's where you're going to get Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. If you read my bio, you'll see that I had Alzheimer's, and I cured it. And I cured my own Alzheimer's using the LED and the detox kit. Mm-hmm. And it's like a champ.
Yeah. One of the biophysicists I work with, he talked about the lethicin, the myelin sheath breaking down, and due to a lack of lethicin, I guess it's created in the liver. And by getting your liver back on track, a lot of times it starts to rebuild the myelin sheath. And a lot of people with Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's, I'm not saying it correctly, or I want to say Alzheimer's, I don't know why, but it seems to rebuild that, and they get some pretty good effects off of that program.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned it. That's a key core component of our detox. I'm going to paint a little picture for you of the whole process real quick. In your body, you've got two sets of nerves that are mainly part of the process we work on. Now, your vagus nerve is in the back of your brainstem. And it goes down through your vertebral column, and it spreads out through between the vertebrae to all your organs and glands and various tissues so that you get the different discussions going on back and forth. Well, the afferents are basically the ones that are coming back from the organs and glands, telling the brain what has just happened, how everything works, and what's going on. The efferents are the ones that go out to the organs and glands saying, okay, do this, do that, make sure this happens, make some more of this particular hormone or this particular protein. And so if those nerve endings are all functioning well, you get great communications. However, most people, because of the crap they put in their mouth these days and the chemtrails and things they're exposed to, their nervous systems, that myelin sheath is broken down because it never really gets formed properly, because the liver's hepatocytes do not have the correct polarity across the molecule. So if the myelin sheath is not formed on those nerves, it's raw, it's got no protection, because those myelin sheaths are made out of fat, lipids, stuff that your liver makes. So if they're all broken down, and they're all jangled and irritated and inflamed, the communication where it would normally say, make a little more of this hormone, it's going to hear, my bake a little bit of this hormone. And the cell's going to sit there, what? I think that was Pig Latin, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Then you get communication back from the afferent saying, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Oscar. So, you know, what's going on over there? And so you don't really get anything going on, and now all of these organs are no longer functioning like they're supposed to and doing their job. Mm-hmm. People then get sick. So we work on a couple of things. We work on getting the liver back. And by the way, what causes the liver to be off? Well, let's go over to your kidneys. They communicate together. Let's go down into your intestinal tract where all the commensal cells that fuel your immune system in many respects and a lot of the other nutrients that are supposed to go over in messaging to the liver to make it work. So you've got all these pieces that are individual, and most detoxes out there will work on one, two, three, or sometimes four pieces. Well, we work on the mold, making sure that's taken care of. We work on the hepatocytes to make sure they're actually building up so that they will make better voltage potential across the hepatocyte cells so they'll make more bile. And more bile and pancreas juices like lipase for breaking down and emulsifying fats will allow them to break down the blood lipids and make them proper so they create better myelin sheaths. So you don't have the inflammation, so you talk well. Mm-hmm. So we work on that whole vicious cycle there. Then we work on the commensal cells in the immune system, in your intestinal tract, so that we can build those up with probiotics and prebiotics that work together. And when you take a probiotic, you can't just grab something off the shelf and expect it's going to do anything better than a stick of juicy fruit gum. Mm-hmm. Because if they are probiotics that have competing strains, one strain will go into your intestinal tract and colonize the wall, and the next guy comes in behind him and beats the crap out of him and takes over the spot and tries to colonize it. And the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So we use non-competing strains of probiotics that work together so that they all colonize better. Then we feed them with prebiotics and items that specifically multiply those strains into hundreds of strains. And that builds your immune system super fast and allows all the communication to the organs to work better. Mm-hmm. So you get those items taken care of. Then you drain your matrix of the toxins. And then you work on the solvents specifically and some of the heavy metals specifically. At the same time, you're actually draining the lymph nodes and you're working on your liver and kidney and gallbladder and spleen and every other organ that's perfused, and the heal kit goes all the way up into the brain and cleans that out. So now you've got everything happening at one time, and you get better at multiples of what you would if you did individual detoxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like an all-inclusive program and one that everybody should be on. And I think what we're going to do here, as soon as I get back, I'm actually going to Mexico here for about 3 weeks to take a much-needed break away from all the spraying and all the other things that have been going on here. But it's one of the things I'd really like to incorporate into the ranch here, and so we'll stay in communication on that to help people, you know, in their own detoxification program, because that's what I've seen it's all about now, is we are being assaulted, you know, through the food we eat, from the air, the water, on every level. It's just a mass assault on the human system. And I do think there's eugenics going on, and it's planned because there's just too much of it. It's too well orchestrated. So, you know, people need...
I was in Navy intelligence, and we knew for a fact there was eugenics going on. Bill and Linda Gates are two of the biggest contributors to the eugenics movement there is. And, of course, there are many other very, very wealthy people that are doing it, too.
Yeah, and they're doing it through the vaccines and through the food and through the aspartame. And, you know, you follow all these things back. You know, the aspartame goes right back to Rumsfeld. And, you know, you just track these, the problem, and track down, follow the money, at who's behind the problem, and you got your guy right there. It's very easy.
Yeah, that's why I look at it this way. I try to not touch or be in contact with people that are trying to murder the population. And so I buy my stuff, I find my vendors based on that theory. And there's many vendors that make some good stuff out there, but they're funded by the bad guys.
Yeah.
And all their game plan is to put out something really good for a while, and then once everybody gets hooked on it and they got a good marketplace, then they will doctor it, and they will start killing people that way. It's just what they did with the vaccines. Not that I think any person on the planet should ever take a vaccine.
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, what you're saying is exactly right. That's where my research is going, because even in the seed companies, it's happening. You know, where we used to get all these incredible seeds, heirloom seeds and things, and now Monsanto and these other groups are buying out these seed companies and then introducing their strains, and now about 50% of these seeds that you used to be able to get, you can't get anymore. Because all the GMO seeds are in there, and you know, it's really going downhill fast. But I think people are awakening just as fast to what's going on, and are really calling out for some good seeds. And there's some people that own these seed companies that are doing organic farming that are all banding together and bringing this information out. So it's quite a race. You know, you got one group trying to take everybody down, the other group trying to lift everybody up.
Oh, yeah. And we're getting better at countering what they're doing. I've been using, what's one of them? Orchard House Heirlooms. I get some of my organic seed from. There's a couple others out there that are very good. And I look at it this way. The people who are selling out to Monsanto for whatever it is, these aren't people that were in the business in the first place to help anyway. They're just there to make a buck. Otherwise, they wouldn't sell out to Monsanto. Uh-huh. So the people who are still there doing the organic seeds and things like that, as far as I'm concerned, they're the ones that we ought to be giving our money to, because they're hanging in there. There was one that I was actually recommending about a year ago, and he got so many orders after we started mentioning him on our seminars and radio shows. He literally couldn't even fill my order for 4 months.
Uh-huh.
I didn't get my seed until June. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh, what are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, let's pass them enough business so that they have trouble keeping their stock flowing, because that's what we want to do. We want to have several really good ones that have good old-time seed. And so, if you can, mention those seed companies that you deal with that you know are clean, and your people will listen, and they'll pass them on, too.
That's what we did. We did a whole show on it, you know, with an organic farmer that actually has sued Monsanto and won, you know, a couple of times. So,
wow.
It's, you know, we had him on the show, and he, you know, he listed a few companies, and I'm going to probably give him a phone call again and say, hey, can you give us a list of these companies that are maintaining their integrity and the integrity of their seed stock as well. And, you know, that's what it's all about, voting with your dollar. You know, that's the name of the game.
The whole idea is if you can run these little morons out of business by just bankrupting them, then we will give them a run. There's a company, too, out west, Mendoza Family Farms. They raise organic stuff, and that's all they do. And they're actually in, I think it's Trader Joe's and Whole Foods. You can get some of their stuff. Mm-hmm. So there are some companies that are trying to do the right thing. You know, God knows how much they get irradiated on the way to the shop, but at least when they came out of the ground, they were organic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the main thing. I think that even if you have to pay a little more, it's worth it, because I've been researching some of these GMO foods and what they're doing, and you know, not to paint a bleak picture, but I mean, the rats that eat these things, their balls turn blue and fall off.
Yeah,
the cows have been sterilized by these things. You know, they're dying. They're getting all kinds of strange sores and things on them. You know, and the GMO corn and all these things. It's just amazing. Especially the soy is they're finding out is you know, neutering all the men on the planet, you know, some of the GMO soy. So my belief is that there is a group out there that want us all dumbed down and neutered and you know, good little producers, and that's it.
That's pretty much what they want. And then they control the population, they control their comfort, and no one challenges what they do.
Yeah.
So as far as I'm concerned, they're the bad guys, we're the good guys, and we will actually, through peaceful means, shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really happy that we're getting as much going in the GMO. I guess California now is starting to look at putting out some sort of a legislative tickler to see if they can actually get everything labeled in California. If that happens, we'll be able to get labeling all over the country, and you know what'll happen after that? They will toss Monsanto out on their you-know-what.
Yeah, because they won't be able to sell their stuff, you know. And it's all about education, too. I know that these shows like mine and others and your work and getting all that information out there is so important right now to educate people that as to what's going on and ask how to make the wise choices, which will, you know, support the things that are beneficial for humanity.
Yeah, that's why I'm spending so much time on radionics now, because in the, well, the other bad guy group, let's just call them that, because they have a million names, and to call them one is basically ignorant, because there's at least 1,000 different organizations that belong to that. When I was in intelligence, we built a chart of their main organizations and how they are connected together. Mm-hmm. This thing went from the ceiling to the floor, and it was several feet wide. That's how many organizations and how many ties they had.
Wow.
So I use the radionics because in their organizations, they use these black magician guys, and they do these operations using radionics to actually accomplish some of their work. And I'm always of the opinion, take the weaponry that your enemy is using, and I hate using the word enemy. I really don't believe we're at odds with anyone, even though we have different purposes. Mm-hmm. I believe we are all in this together, and I don't care if you are part of the Illuminati, you're still in it with us.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you're trying to whack us, because you'd prefer it was you and a couple of us. So I say let's use the same devices, only use them in a peaceful way, harness the same higher order energies, and get things accomplished that actually get us ahead and protect us. And I think that's the right way to do things.
You know, I agree 100%. I've actually remote viewed these guys as they were doing it, you know, targeting us here. And I've seen the technological voodoo that they do and the little psychics that they employ to do this stuff. You know, it's kind of interesting when you know, rather than attack them back, you just, you know, what you do is you just heal them and put their split personality back together and then let them know who did it to them.
You know? that's nice, something like that.
Yeah, and it makes a real mess on the inside.
We were talking about this one day, and you know, you can actually take and put like a bottle of a really good organic whole food supplement on the input plate, and a picture of someone, or a lock of hair, or a drop of blood on the output plate, and you can transfer the energetic signature into the other person of that supplement. And, you know, I said to Carl, I said, well, Carl, why don't we just take these bad guys and we'll slap a vial of cyanide on one side and their picture, and we'll just take them all out in mass. And he said, why would you screw up your own field? And when he said that, I was like, okay, maybe I did spend too long in the military intelligence, because, yeah, why would you poison your own field of information by doing that when you could do something equally devastating to them that's actually beneficial?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm of the opinion, yeah, let's devastate them. But let's do it in a way that at the end of the day, we're the good guys and not the bad guys.
Well, you know, that's what the a lot of the Palladian contacts I have talk about that. And they talk about God is love and love heals. And they talk about frequency targeting. And all they're doing is like raising the frequencies, giving them the option to heal and rise to the occasion. But that process, if they don't move in that direction, they take themselves out. And that way there's no karma involved. All they're doing is working on healing the planet, healing the grid, you know, cleaning up the old psychometrized energy here. They can come with the program. It's open to everybody. Or they can try to hold on to the old program, which eventually will take them out. But they take themselves out.
I agree with you. I think what happens is, and you know, when I was younger, I didn't believe in reincarnation or anything, and now I'm pretty well convinced it is true, because there's no way you'll learn all the lessons you need to in one lifetime. I just don't think that's possible.
Yeah.
But my thought is that all they're doing is if they make the wrong choices in this lifetime, they take themselves out, and then they've got to repeat class again, and again, and again.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. There's no gain. I always try to explain this to these guys. I said, look, there's no gain in operating outside of universal law, and you're really seeking love and joy and bliss and power, and love is the ultimate power. So what is the gain in creating all of this karma and all of this nonsense, which you're going to have to come back and deal with later? You know, and we're going to see like Dick Cheney, you know, basically ending up as one of these little starving Ethiopians with a buzzard following him, you know, because that's where he's put himself. You know?
And basically invite it into your home. Why would you invite garbage into your home? So don't do garbage to others and you won't be inviting it.
Yeah, that's what I think in all of their infinite wisdom and cleverness. They haven't even figured out the universal field and basic action reaction or karma. They can't grasp this simple base concept, which is basically is that they're just hitting themselves in the head with a hammer every time they do this stuff.
What's really happening? If you think about it, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and you're going, hey, you know, that's going to hurt later. You might want to not do that, and that's what we're telling them. You might want to stop doing this because this is really going to hurt later, and they just aren't getting it. But you know, maybe that's their program. They need the hammer. That's the way they need to learn, and that's the way their soul has chosen that experience. So they do need the reaction, and they do need the hammer, and that's just basically the way they've set it up.
There's a fellow, Kevin Wolkoff, out in Salt Lake. Interesting. Naturopathic type of healer, and he's done a lot of work studying, I think it was with the Lamas or something, a long time ago, and we were talking about this, and you know, you can literally see, and he sees it a lot in his practice, you can literally see that the people that are really toxic in their emotions and how they treat others, they wind up manifesting all these diseases because they didn't address that stuff. And you know, why would you do that? But they don't make the connection, so of course they think they're invulnerable, and when they do get something, as far as they're concerned, it's not connected. And that's a shame to have to go through an entire lifetime, or two or three or four, to learn something that simple.
And they also think that their technology is going to save them. And, you know, my answer to that is like, you know, look at some of the most richest people on the planet that are dying of cancer, and they've got the highest technology you can think of, and they're getting chemo and radiation and the best of the best, and they die. You know, so basically the path they've chosen and those they've chosen is a false path. It doesn't heal. The only real healing is through consciousness and natural. You know, that's the only way out, basically, getting back into raising your consciousness and getting back to nature and getting the body tuned up, and that's the only way to go. All these other paths seem to just end up in total collapse.
That's why these new cancer centers that are coming out that are integrative in the way they work, they're finally doing what we in the naturopathic community have been teaching for decades, is that if you've got a cancer patient, you've got a couple of things you got to do. First of all, you've got to get great nutrition in them so that when their cells die off through normal apoptosis and they get regenerated, they come back stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have somebody who's eating pizza a couple of times a week, coffee every single day, several times a day, and doing a lot of sweets and a lot of red meats, and I'm not saying don't eat red meat, I'm just saying eat very little of it. But the point is that what will happen is your cells, when they die off, come back a little weaker instead of a little bit stronger. And if you're juicing, they come back tremendously stronger, and you get stronger. And these new integrative cancer clinics are finally starting to put reasonable nutrition in these people and changing their environment so that they're no longer emotionally in a place where they're angry or unforgiving or whatever, which causes toxin buildup because of the acidosis created by the negative emotions. Mm-hmm. And it came a long time ago. You go into acidosis when you have negative emotions and thoughts.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, it's all about stress, you know, relieving the stress. And how do you relieve the stress? By maintaining a consciousness of love and joy and bliss. And as soon as you move out of that, you're actually tweaking your body.
Yes. I mean, remember we were talking about in my detox, I always do work on the adrenals to handle the stress level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people ask me, they say, well, Jeff, why are you taking that stuff? You know better. You can actually do the meditation and everything. And I tell them, I say, very simple. I can get only so much meditation in a day, and I have so many patients to take care of. So what happens is no matter how much I get done, there's still some degree of stress I have to deal with. And like most people out there, you've got moms who are juggling a job, the kids at school, the kids at soccer practice, the husband, and plus all the other things in life that come around. There's stress in everybody's life today because they're trying to make a buck to live. And so, yeah, trying to get somebody to do 15 minutes of meditation is almost impossible unless they're in a deep disease state, they know they're in trouble, and they know something has to change.
I agree. You know, we usually don't do anything until the 11th hour, you know, or the ninth ending, you know, the bottom of the ninth ending. Then we decide, hey, well, I got to do something. And, you know, I'm guilty of that too myself. I know the work that I do stresses out my adrenals because I work with so many people and do so much counseling and clearing work. And just engaging the higher consciousness and energy on a regular basis does stress out, you know, certain parts of your body. So we do have to keep the body in as good a shape as possible.
Yeah, and I'm exactly like you. I get to the 11th hour, the body starts knocking on my door saying, hey, something's wrong over here. Did you forget to check on us?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going through the BBMS for 15 different patients. I'm sending back emails on what they need to change, and I didn't do mine.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely guilty of that one. You know, we're running up to the end of the hour here. I wanted to make sure and get your contact information out. And is the best way to contact you through your website?
The website or email, and the email is, the website is www.jefftech.net, jefftech.net with one F in Jeff. Email jef@jefftech.net. And for your listeners, any of them who are interested in looking at their detox level to see where they're at, or getting a body, brain, mind, and spirit spreadsheet they can fill out every day to see where they are over the course of weeks and months, I'll send that out free, both of those. All they have to do is email me and just put BBMS and detox eval in the subject, and I'll send them both out.
Great. Oh, I can't thank you enough for your work, and you know, I'm sure we'll be working together in the future, and I know I'm definitely going to get on your program because I could sure use it concerning all the chemicals that are raining down here.
Oh, I know. Everything I do lately has been working on countering the chemtrails, because that seems to be the biggest issue short-term for people right now.
Yeah, definitely. Well, again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's been an amazing interview, and we're definitely going to get this out there, and we'll be in touch.
Thanks again, and my pleasure, and I appreciate what you do.
All right. Well, take care, and keep up the great work.